Four more people from the Simcoe-Muskoka region have died after contracting COVID-19 and 9 people have been hospitalized, according to the latest update from the local health unit posted January 27. All 4 of the people who died were from Simcoe County, including a woman over 79 years old, a man in his 70s, a man over 79 years old, and a woman in her 50s. 3 of the deaths occurred on January 25 and 1 on January 26. 3 cases were linked to outbreaks. The Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 61 people from the region are hospitalized because of COVID-19, which includes 9 new hospitalizations since yesterday. Since July 18, 2021, hospitalizations of Simcoe-Muskoka residents over 12 years old have included 100 fully vaccinated people, 14 partially vaccinated, and 193 unvaccinated people. Of those, 47 unvaccinated, fewer than 5 partially vaccinated, and 13 fully vaccinated people have been admitted to intensive care units. Available capacity at the region's hospitals is low, with almost 93% of intensive care unit beds occupied, 52% of ventilator beds, and nearly 83% of acute care, non-ICU, beds occupied. In the last 6 months, 26 fully vaccinated people and fewer than 5 partially vaccinated have died after contracting COVID. Over the same time period, 47 unvaccinated people have died after contracting COVID-19. While provincial testing guidelines prioritize testing for people living and working in high-risk congregate care settings and hospitalized patients, and test results are delayed by several days, the health unit is reporting 239 new cases today. Among the cases reported today are 61 unvaccinated people, 13 partially vaccinated people, and 107 fully vaccinated people. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 31,138 cases of COVID-19, with 26,310 of those cases recovered and 333 cases ending in death. About 14% of the region's population over 5 years old is unvaccinated, and 44% has 3 doses of a vaccine against COVID. Another 37% of the population has 2 doses, and about 5% has 1 dose. There are 75 active outbreaks in Simcoe-Muskoka, including 38 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 20 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 17 at child care centers. There are active outbreaks in 5 Orillia long-term care, retirement homes. They are as follows: Atrium 1 outbreak declared January 4 with 35 resident cases and 7 staff cases. Champlain Manor 1 outbreak declared January 19 with less than 5 resident cases and less than 5 staff cases. Sundial Lakeview Retirement Lodge 1 outbreak declared January 5 with 20 resident cases and 6 staff cases. Birchmere 1 outbreak declared January 6 with 34 resident cases and 16 staff cases. Spencer House, Oak Unit 1 outbreak declared January 6 with less than 5 resident cases and 8 staff cases as of January 26. Absences of students and staff were reported by the province at the following Orillia schools on January 27. Conseil Scolaire Catholique Mon Avenir AIC Samuel de Champlain 9.6%. Simcoe County District School Board, Couchiching Heights PS 21.5%. Simcoe County District School Board, Harriet Todd PS 24.6%. Simcoe County District School Board, Lions Oval PS 27.3%. Simcoe County District School Board, Orchard Park PS 18%. Simcoe County District School Board, Orillia Secondary School 20.4%. Simcoe County District School Board, Regent Park PS 19.4%. Simcoe County District School Board, Severn Shores PS 22%. Simcoe County District School Board, Twin Lakes Secondary School 19.4%. Simcoe-Muskoka Catholic District School Board, Monsignor Lee -16%. Simcoe-Muskoka Catholic District School Board, Notre Dame 8.8%. Simcoe-Muskoka Catholic District School Board, Patrick Fogarty Secondary School 12.2%. Simcoe-Muskoka Catholic District School Board, St. Bernard's 14.4%. The percentage refers to a combined percentage of students and staff who are reported as absent. The number of absences has declined at all but 2 schools since Monday.